joining us on the line now is Cora Burns, who is the founder of Nurse Jobs Ireland website, and you're here to tell us all about International Nurses Day. Good morning, Cora.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And well, obviously tell us, about International Nurses Day and kind of what it's meant to mark and celebrate.
Okay. Well, it's actually international, globally. The world will celebrate nurses tomorrow on May 12th, and it coincides with Florence Nightingale's birthday. So you'll see different countries, hugely in the US. They'll spend a week-long symposium as an event. And in Dublin here, the Royal College of Surgeons, Tempest Street, Crumlin, each individual hospitals will invite their staff and their nurses to celebrate the profession that is nursing, the contribution they make to society. And we will celebrate, you know, everything that is what it is to be a nurse and who they are in our world. And the Irish campaign is the one that I'm talking to you guys about this morning. And it's a hashtag called Celebrate Nurses. And for the last 2 years, this will be our third year, we want to get it trending tomorrow, May 12th. And we ask the public to go and leave their words and thanks using the hashtag. And we collect these thank yous onto a dedicated website called celebratenurses.ie. And a nurse can go on anytime, any day of the year and just see the amazing gratitude and thanks that people pour out that maybe didn't get a chance at the time. So if you have ever been in a hospital ill or someone belongs to you is, and you maybe, you know, you say, Nurse Kate was great. When you tell everybody about Nurse Kate, but maybe in the moment you never got to thank Nurse Kate. Well, you can go back onto this website now and you can leave your thanks and we collect them then into an e-book and then we print them. So we will be delivering our first batch of printed books to a number of canteens where nurses would be taking their break and they get to see what we, how awesome we think they are and how amazing we think they are.
And with the Irish spin on it, why was it felt that this might be an interesting way to celebrate, obviously, the nursery?
So why we went on the digital side is we have worked and collaborated with hospitals and locations. So the places where nurses work know that this event is on, but Joe Public doesn't. So initially we would have had coffee mornings and nursing homes would have ran events. We would have sent celebration packs to facilities, so the VHI clinics would have had balloons on the day. But not everybody knows about this. So if I said to you, look, do you think there's a day that we get to celebrate nurses every year? People go, oh, I don't know. Well, our feedback from the public is, I never knew May 12th was International Nurses Day. So the reason we brought it online and we brought it digital and we created the hashtag and the website was so that you might miss May 12th, but you'll still go in and express your gratitude. And then we will then let nurses know and companies that hire nurses know, saying, hey, look, in your well-being and you want your nurses to know how valued they are, check out all the amazing comments about the Beaumont nurses or the Mater nurses or the Lachine House nursing home nurses. And when people have left, they've named off Thank You Kate from, you know, Facility A, we're able to tell those companies, look, your staff have been thanked in this way.
And is this the only way that International Nurses Day is celebrated
in Ireland? This is a public recognition campaign that we're running, and then individual locations. So as I said, the Royal College of Surgeons will be doing a number of symposiums and teachings this week, and contributions from nurses, and then various hospitals will have something on the day for their direct staff. But I'm not aware of a public campaign for everybody who's not working in the medical sector to go and to be involved in this expression of gratitude. Now, in the UK, they have the Florence Nightingale, the lighting of the lamp, and they have a mass in St. Paul's. They've had a Congo in Trinidad and Tobago. They've done a hand-to-hand Congo in the States. They've done videos and memes of nurses, you know, celebrating nurse tutors or nurses that they've worked with. If you go on to Wikipedia, it'll show you how this originated, etc. But I'm not aware of, we have contacted a number of, say, well-known social events, locations, and on May 12th, they've given maybe discounts, show your nurse ID and you get, you know, free entry or money off. It's yet to ignite, I think, into the public space.
And this is something that has been started about 6 years ago. Have you found that it's kind of grown, or has it very much changed in Ireland over time?
It is. What we find is that for a well-being of employers, we find that companies are doing a lot more in-house to recognise nurses. And those that we've engaged with who've gone and left their words of thanks, they've recommended it. So there's over 800 words of thank you on that website. And as I said, it was trending. It trended last year, and it trended the year before. We'd everything from politicians. Panty Bliss is a huge supporter and has been for all the years that we've been doing it. And then Baz Ashmi, his sister is very much involved. She's the social media digital coordinator for this project. But we've then, last year at the Oireachtas, we would have had politicians just holding up hashtag celebrate nurses and hashtag thank you. And I think that whilst there's so much media about the troubles and woes of our healthcare system, the resounding praise and gratitude for nurses hasn't wavered. So I think, yes, it's slow. I'd love if it was faster. I'd love if everybody knew what May 12th was about, and hopefully they will, and maybe more will know about after we talk with you today. But there's definitely a lot of room for... I'd love a Mardi Gras or an event that actually celebrates nurses on it. I don't think... I can't imagine a world without nurses, but regrettably, the numbers going into nursing and the numbers who are exiting are not in proportion. So we've an increasing demand need for nurses, but the profession itself is not seeing as many enter and is seeing more leave. So it's a case of let's celebrate them now and let's celebrate the profession and hopefully generate, you know, interest in future students to become nurses, nurse practitioners, nurse managers. They're incredible. I'm a huge fan of nurses.
And can you maybe tell me a little bit more about, I suppose, the state of nursing in Ireland? You mentioned that there's an increased demand, but maybe not as much supply coming through. Can you maybe talk more about that?
Yeah, so what you have is, you see a change in healthcare provision. So thankfully, children who've got life-limiting medical conditions, they can now be cared for at home. So you need a care team who can work with you in your home. So they're not in an institution. So now you see that nurses are needed more in the community. And then you see people who are living longer and who want to live independently. So maybe there's a community nurse that's allowing your parents or your friends to stay in their own home, but they have medical assistance or check-in. And then within the services that are provided, yes, we are living longer, but you think of sports and the amount of... So there's sports injury clinics. And then there's the nurses who will care for people who have oncology needs because of the rampant case of cancer that is now... indiscriminate on age. So you can see, and then within that you've also got health and well-being. So you've nurses who are nurse advisors in companies about, you know, mental health and making sure that people are well both in body and mind. So you can see all these additional roles beyond maybe the institutional care of a nurse, and then your GP would have a practice nurse. But in the last 20 years that's exploded because of the specialism and the need for nurses in different settings. So if you think of it, like, you can actually think of a number of ways that previously a nurse would have just worked in a hospital or a facility, where now he or she is working in the community or is working maybe with a not-for-profit or is working, you know, in different locations. So that's the increase in the demand. And then in the supply end, you have, it is a very demanding career. So, you know, and trained nurses go on to do incredible. Those who remain in the profession may become tutors, they may become managers, they may move into another area within medical and move on from practice nurse. So you've incredibly trained professionals whose skills are in demand, and if they decide to do a master's in a different area, or they decide, the current CEO of St. Vincent's Hospital previously was an emergency nurse. And she progressed through her career and became the head of the Department for Emergency Services, and then continued her career again. And now she's the actual, the head of St. Vincent's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So you've got a skill set and a professionalism that is really wanted. And when people say, oh, look, you hire for attitude and you train for skill, the nurses that we have in our healthcare system essentially are highly adaptive. They can work well under pressure. They're really approachable. They're people that we want in other roles, not just nursing. But we also have on the entrance on nurses coming into the profession. I don't know how well you would feel if your sibling said, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. And then if someone says, I'm going to be a nurse, we're really concerned that it's going to be a very hard profession, that they're not going to get the recognition that they need, that they're not going to get supported for their career, whereas we feel that maybe they will get that as a doctor, but maybe they won't get it as a nurse.
Okay, and so, I guess as part of the International Nurse Day is to sort of even promote the career and maybe increase its prestige possibly as much as a doctor?
Yes, and with that you have those who are current nurses saying that their career is like none in the world. You have nurse people thanking their nurse tutors and nurse mentors. You have nurses who went away from nursing who come back to it. So it is that positive reinforcement of the fact that this career, you will have doctors treat you in a hospital, but you will always remember the care and the return to health you received by working with a nurse. So, you know, a surgeon will come and he will do what he's trained to do. It's incredible. But the person who will be most involved in your recovery over time will be your nurse. So that is whereby the prestige of the role, there isn't another position like that where sometimes a nurse meets a person at their worst and is then there at the end of their journey to see them come out the other side. So I don't know if you've ever had the need to use a hospital or seen your family use them. And just, there's an honour, there's definitely, well, in my circle, there definitely is an honour and a respect that would be given to a nurse because of the fact there isn't enough money to pay someone. And yes, I would like to see them paid more, but there isn't enough money that they give of themselves, their professionalism, their training experience. So, yeah, we want to celebrate that so that if you are considering maybe science or beauty and you want, oh, maybe I'd like nursing, that you get to see how society values that profession.
And you are the founder of Nurse Jobs Ireland, so obviously you have a particular insight into the prospects, and even as you mentioned, of course, that nursing is not exclusively tied to hospitals. It's sort of moving into all sorts of other areas. Maybe you could tell us more about how about some of those opportunities that are coming up that we might not necessarily traditionally think of as what you would expect to get if you did become a nurse.
Obviously, I want nurses who become nurses to stay in their career, so I don't want to glorify other career paths, but they are available. So we would work with, Nurse Jobs Ireland is a jobs board exclusively for nursing vacancies in Ireland. So we recruit across public sector, private sector, intellectual disabilities, oncology care, drugs, homeless services. So we work with a particular homeless charity, and they would hire qualified nurses who would work as a social worker with someone who's gone to a detox program. So they may still need some medical care, but it would be in a social care setting. So they don't wear a nurse's uniform. They would work with the person if they're taking, say, occupational items, just gardening or painting. And they would work alongside, but they'd also be responsible for their medication treatment plan, etc. So it's a hybrid role of social care worker and nurse in that particular facility. We have pharma companies who are looking for medical sales rep who will be able to go in and talk to a doctor about why this particular pack of ABC is better than, obviously I have no clue, I'm not a nurse, and they would work in that sector. And then in diagnostics and research, nurses who've gone on to become clinical researchers, they would have work in clinical research. So it is, you know, it's quite broad that people can do. And, well, I don't know if you know, but Nora Casey, the founder of Harmonia, she trains as a nurse. And obviously she went on to work in publishing. And you've got people who train in different areas. And I think in the way careers go now, people will train for 5 years in a career maybe, and they'll weave in and weave out. So a nurse, previously maybe thought if I train for a nurse, I'll be a nurse for life. Whereas I think with the fluidity in job roles, there is an ability for a nurse to go, oh, maybe for 5 years I'd like to do something else. And globally, Irish nurses are in demand. So you can travel to Saudi, Canada, Australia, America, and you can work, I don't know about America, but Canada, you can with regards to your working visa as a nurse. And then you end up maybe becoming a nurse companion with someone and you travel with them, or we have the flying doctors of South New South Wales and Australia, they were looking for nurses who wanted to work in remote locations and work with the flying doctors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just one path and one road. And I think with every profession now, what you might do is your primary degree, and you might, may work in that area, you may specialise or you may advance it into a particular, you know, niche, or you may then amend and edit to another direction. So, I think there's a lot of opportunities, and I think when people do, in the past, may have done nursing or banking or become a guard, they would have thought that that was their career path set for life, whereas I think the fluid nature of professions now, every 5 to 7 years, people will make an alteration in their career path. Some will take a 360 and go in a complete different direction, and some others will maybe just take something that's aligned with what they initially worked in or studied, but it's in a different sphere, such as research or medical sales or project management, or it really is quite varied.
And Cora, obviously, thank you for telling us about, I suppose, Nurse Jobs Ireland, but your website. But obviously, we're here to celebrate International Nurses Day. What are the ways that we can get involved in actually celebrating nurses very quickly?
Lovely. So very quickly, on Twitter, if you use the hashtag #CelebrateNursesTomorrow, and you leave your words of thanks, we want to get trending tomorrow on International Nurses Day, May 12th. If you have some time and you want to take a little bit of time to think about it, then go to celebratenurses.ie, the website, and on that you leave a comment box, and we add those comments into the 365 digital book and the print book in time, and then we promote that then to hospitals, healthcare facilities that hire nurses, so that they can go on when they're having maybe a rough day or they want to remind themselves of how much they are loved, and your thanks is collated and put onto our book of thank yous that we ask people to check out all year round.
Cora Barnes.
And if you know a nurse, yes, bring her a text tomorrow and wish her happy International Nurses Day and thank her directly, or thank him directly, for being a great person, and thank them for the job that they do.
Cora Barnes, the founder of Nurse Jobs Ireland, thank you very much for joining us here on D15 today and letting us know about International Nurses Day, which is happening tomorrow, May 12th, and what we can do to celebrate our very hardworking nurses here in Ireland.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great day.
Same to you. And you are listening to 92.5 Phoenix FM Community Radio.